Thanks for listening to today's message. We hope that it will encourage you and help you live out your faith in everyday life. Make sure to download our church app by typing Comox Pentecostal into Google Play or the App Store to enjoy more podcasts, Bible resources, giving options, and more.
So if you have your Bibles, let's turn to the book of Acts, Acts chapter 15, and just really want to encourage you to read along as we go through some of the what we're going to talk about today. It's Thanksgiving Sunday. Really glad to have all of you, and some of you I know are visiting from out of town. We're so grateful to have you with us this morning, and pray for our whole day. We've got a gathering tonight as well, and I know we'll have some folks that can't be with us this morning that will be with us tonight, and I even hear rumor that there may be pie following the service tonight, so that might be kind of a good thing to enjoy. So, but on this Thanksgiving Sunday, and as we look into Acts chapter 15, what I want to talk about today is three amazing, incredible gifts that God has blessed us with. How many know that whatever God gives is amazing, right? Whatever God gives to us is absolutely incredible. And when it comes to giving thanks, it's not something that we should be doing just on Thanksgiving Sunday, but it needs to be part of our daily lives. And so if you're just joining us this morning, we have been, Sunday morning's been going through the book of Acts. And today, as we jump into chapter 15, we find that some of the early church leaders in the book of Acts were wrestling with a big question. And the question was, do you have to be, it's kind of an awkward question, but here's the question. The question was, do you have to be circumcised according to the law of Moses to be saved? Now, how many would say that's a good way to start a sermon? I didn't write the book, but you kind of go with what comes. And so here we are in Acts chapter 15. And the interesting thing is that Paul and Barnabas, just to refresh your memory, last Sunday we were looking at, in chapter 14, of how they had just completed their first missionary journey, where they had seen many people come to know Jesus, and many of those people who were coming to know the Lord were of the Gentile group of people, non-Jewish, and along with Jews coming to Christ, there were also many, many Gentiles coming to faith. And so what was happening is that because there were so many non-Jews coming to Christ, there were Jewish people who were actually getting a little bit disturbed by the whole thing and thinking that, hey, it's not right that they can just accept Jesus. And so they started putting all these extra expectations upon them, including circumcision, including the keeping of the law of Moses. And so they began to teach this. They began to stir up the people and were trying to impose these additional requirements to grace that we just sang about. How many are thankful for grace this morning? We'll talk about it a little bit later on. And so these Jewish people were saying, again, unless you are circumcised according to the law of Moses, you cannot be saved. And so here in Acts chapter 15, we're going to start at verse 4, but earlier in verses 2 and 3, we find that there was a dispute that kind of rose up in the church in Antioch. That's where they were at this time. And this dispute rose up. They began to debate this question. And so finally, those who were responsible for the church in Antioch said, okay, Paul and Barnabas, we want you to go down to Jerusalem. Jerusalem was kind of like the mother church where it all started, where it all began. We want you to go to Jerusalem and deal with this question. And so they did. And so we're going to pick things up here in verse 4. Now, you know what? The reality is this is not a question that we deal with today, so it may not seem all that relevant. But as we go along this morning, I want us to recognize that there's other things that sometimes we start trying to impose on people that become added requirements to Jesus alone. How many are thankful this morning that Jesus, just, well, let's lay it out there right at the very beginning, that our salvation is in Jesus alone. And He is the way, the truth, and the life. And we have the privilege of knowing Him. But, well, the takeaways that we're going to look at today are reminders to us not to add things that are unnecessary requirements and cause barriers and problems that are going to keep people from actually responding to the gospel. And so we pick it up in verse 4 of Acts chapter 15, and you can follow along. I think it'll be on the screen behind me as well. It says, "And when they came to Jerusalem, Paul and Barnabas, they were welcomed by the church, and the apostles and the elders welcomed them, to whom they reported everything God had done through them." So this was like a bit of a coming home gathering for Paul and Barnabas as well, coming back to Jerusalem and being able to share with the church in Jerusalem all that God had done through them, all the places they had been, all the Gentiles, all the people that were coming to know the Lord. And then in verse 5, it says, "Then some of the believers who belonged to the party of the Pharisees stood up and said, 'The Gentiles must be circumcised and required to keep the law of Moses.'" So they're telling their story. They're saying, "Man, here's where we've been, all these different places we've been, and all these different people coming to Jesus, Gentiles coming to Christ." And then here in Jerusalem, there was this group as well. It seemed like wherever they went, wherever Paul and his followers went, there were people who were opposing the Jesus alone teaching. And so these Pharisees, who were really bogged down in the laws and the rituals and all the things that they needed to hold on to, they were now trying to impose their standard on these Gentiles. And so in verse 6 it says, "The apostles and the elders met together to consider this question. After much discussion, Peter got up and addressed them and said, 'Brothers, you know that some time ago God made a choice among you that the Gentiles might hear from the lips that the message of the gospel and believe. God, who knows the heart, showed that He accepted them by giving the Holy Spirit to them just as He did to us. He made no distinction between us and them, for He purified their hearts by faith. Now then," verse 10, "why do you try and test God by putting on the necks of the Gentiles a yoke that neither we nor our fathers or ancestors have been able to bear? No, we believe that it is through the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ that we are saved just as they are." Now, in this scripture, we see, first of all, we see that, number one, Paul and Barnabas were not trying to discredit their history or their heritage. What they were wanting to do was to help bring to a conclusion, bring to a clearer understanding of what Jesus, their Messiah, had actually come to do. And this morning, as we go through this, some observations from this passage, I want us to, and on this Thanksgiving Sunday, I want to share with you some gifts that I see that God has given to us that we can be thankful for this morning. And the first one, and you can write this down in your notes today, is the gift of acceptance. The gift of acceptance. I think most of us this morning, most people can relate to the importance of wanting to be accepted. It doesn't matter. I don't think there's anyone in this place this morning. You go into a new setting. You go into a room. You go into an environment, maybe with people where you don't know them. And there's something inside of your heart that is saying, "I want to be accepted." How many can relate to what I'm saying? You want to be accepted. We've just come through the start of the new school year, and I was thinking about parents sending off their little their little kids to kindergarten. And, you know, that child going into kindergarten, the parents, along with the children, parents are saying, I want my children to be accepted in that environment, that room. As a church this morning, one of the best gifts that we can give to people is the gift of acceptance and love. It doesn't mean necessarily that you have to, that you accept things that are not acceptable to God, but the important thing is that we offer the acceptance that God has made available to us. And so here in Acts chapter 15, we see that one of God's greatest gifts to you and to me is the gift of acceptance. And we see here Peter, if you look at in verses 6 through 9, Peter is remembering how God has accepted the Gentiles. We studied this some time ago back in Acts chapter 10, where Peter had gone to visit. God had sent him on a missionary journey, and he had left Jerusalem, had gone out to a place called Caesarea, and went to the house of Cornelius, and it was there where Peter firsthand got to see non-Jewish people coming to know Jesus Christ. And it really moved him. It penetrated his heart. But here in Acts 15, the scripture we just read a few minutes ago, here in verse 8, he says, God, Peter speaking, he says, God who knows the heart. How many know? It's only God who really knows the heart. You know, you might think, well, you know what? I'm not sure if they're a believer or not. The reality is sometimes it's obvious that they're not, but sometimes we just don't know. Sometimes they might think a little bit differently. Or they might be off in a way that we don't fully understand. But the reality is it's God who knows the heart. It's God who knows your heart this morning. And so Peter said, it's God who knows the heart and showed that he accepted the Gentiles by giving the Holy Spirit to them just as he did to us. And then I love this verse in verse 9. He says, and he made no distinction between us and them. And this was what Peter was remembering. Because back in Acts chapter 10, Peter, he had come personally to this his own understanding. I think we have the scripture here. He says, I now realize how true it is that God does not show favoritism, but accepts men from every nation who fear him and do what is right. And then in verse 43, he said, everyone who believes in him receives forgiveness of sins through his name. How many are thankful for the everyone? How many are thankful this morning that God does not show favoritism? That God, even in this place here, we have people in this place this morning from all kinds of backgrounds, all different walks of life, all different nationalities, different races, different cultures. But what makes the gospel so beautiful and so amazing and so powerful is that it includes everyone who is willing to receive it. And that's an amazing gift. I was thinking about it even this week. A few times in my own heart, I was just saying, I am so glad that God has accepted me. It brings assurance and confidence, and you just feel this sense of hope that rises up inside of you when you think about it. I want you to know this morning, whoever you are today, if you have ever felt that your past would keep you from God, you're wrong. There is nothing in your past that can keep you from actually coming to know Jesus Christ. The reality is that he welcomes Jesus Christ, our Heavenly Father, welcomes everyone who comes to him. And right now, God's love is reaching out to you. The people who enjoy and appreciate and benefit from our community garden, one of the things I do always when we drive through the parking lot, I see people out there. I'm praying that these people, whoever they are, would encounter the love of God, because it's His love is for each and every one. John chapter 1, verse 12. The guys shared about this in our evening gathering as they're going through the Gospel of John. It says, to all who receive him, he gives the right to become the children of God. What a beautiful promise that God has given to us. To all, to everyone who receives him, he gives the right to become the children of God. And so we have this amazing gift of acceptance that we get to give thanks to God for this morning. The second gift that I see here in this, and we're just, this is very simple what we're dealing with today, is the gift of freedom. The gift of freedom. Peter in verse 10 of Acts 15 goes on to say, now then, why do you test God by putting on the necks of the Gentiles a yoke that neither we nor our fathers have been able to bear? Why do you test God? Why do you insist on putting on the necks of the Gentiles a yoke that it's been impossible for us to bear ourselves? We don't relate real well to things, to yokes, other than maybe egg yolks or something. But yokes. A yoke was something that carpenters would build, and they would shape it to the back of their animals, their oxen in particular. And these yokes typically would be very heavy. And the whole idea was to join two animals together for the purpose of pulling heavy, heavy loads. And so this is the point here. The picture is yokes, biblically yokes, always typically spoke figuratively of that which was heavy, burdens, things, you know, which would be considered unbearable. And so Peter, being a Jew, is saying, why are we trying to impose all of our burdens on these Gentiles? It's interesting that even amongst the party of the Pharisees, that's not a party anyone would want to be part of, but the party of the Pharisees, they had hundreds of laws that God never even asked for. Laws that weren't even applicable, that God, all, laws that were added on at a later date because they were so concerned over keeping everything just perfect. It was a yoke of legalism. And these people, Peter himself, understood it was impossible to bear. It was a yoke, circumcision, legalism, unbearable requirements. And the good news this morning in all of this is that through Jesus, Peter and many of the early church had come to a place where they understood that they were now free of all of this. That Jesus had come to fulfill all of what had been required of them through the old law. The prophet Isaiah said in Isaiah chapter 9, verse 4, and I love this scripture again, he says, and speaking prophetically of the coming of Jesus, you have shattered the yoke that burdens them. That's what Jesus came to do. Jesus came to shatter the yoke, to shatter this burden, these unbearable requirements, and Jesus has taken it all upon himself. And so for us this morning, we are free of that, and I'm thankful for that this morning. We have this gift of freedom today that God has blessed us with, where we can be free of the yoke. And I was thinking about some of the things that we find ourselves yoked to. You see, a yoke is something that you're attached to, and for us, it might be the yoke of our past. Some of you this morning, as you look back over your past, I mentioned earlier, some of you may feel that you are beyond God's acceptance. I want you to know that Jesus has come to set you free from your past, whatever that might look like. And I don't know who's all here this morning. But Jesus has come to set you free from guilt, from shame, from things in your life where, you know, we all wish we could hit the reset button and we all wish we could go back and undo some things. The reality is Jesus doesn't just undo it. He frees us from it. He frees us from our past. The yoke of sin and death. Jesus has come to set us free from all of that. He said in John 8, he says, "And you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." In just a moment, I'm going to invite Kyla Williams to come and join me on the platform. But before she comes, Kyla, if you feel you want to come right now, just come on down. I want to just bring to you a scripture, the words of Jesus in Matthew chapter 11, where Jesus said, and this one of my favorite invitations of the Bible, where Jesus said, "Come to me, all of you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest." He said, "Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." Even this morning before the service, I was here early and praying, and there was just some things that were causing some anxiousness inside of me. A lot of times you're concerned about this or that, and I found myself kind of feeling a little bit troubled over some things as we were preparing for this morning. And as I was going over my notes today, I just thought, Jesus, I come to you because I don't have to bear the weight of everything that happens on a Sunday morning. I don't have to bear the weight of everything that happens in the life of our church. And I'm so thankful today that the yoke that Jesus puts upon us is light and it's easy. And it doesn't have, we often put weights upon ourselves that God never wanted us to bear. We can't meet every expectation. We can't meet every single need that's out there. We can't be there for every person along the way. I'm thankful today that what Jesus has said, he says, "Come to me, all who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest." And so we can be free from those things, whether it's sin, whether it's our past, whether it's shame or guilt, whatever it is, whether it's anxiousness, whether it's fear, we can celebrate the gift of freedom this morning. How many are thankful for freedom today? Amen? Amen. And so this week I was sort of checking out. Come on up here, Kyla. This is Kyla Williams, and she's one of our special friends. And maybe we could just turn this mic, make sure the reverbs are all off, whatever. But Kyla, we just, first of all, sorry, Kyla, get you untangled here. Yeah, there we go. Come on over here. Kyla is just a beautiful young woman of God, and it's been really exciting for us as a church to be part of her journey and to be able to have watched some really cool things that God has done in your life over the years. And it's been a year of celebrating. We celebrated some things in her life back in the spring, which was pretty cool. And then this summer, we had the privilege of baptizing you in the Puntledge River, and I think we've got a picture of her baptism there, which was pretty cool. And we got you before you went down, before you. But anyway, this week Kyla celebrated also her birthday, and I saw your comment that you posted on Facebook, and it really touched my heart. I was thinking about freedom and thinking about, how Jesus has come to set us free from that burden of our past and so on. And I took the privilege and I wrote out your post, and I love that. She said, "I loved getting older," said nobody. How many can relate to that? But in all seriousness, I've never been in so much love with my life, so grateful to be the person I am today, and have the people in my life to share it with. And I know you are absolutely surrounded by a beautiful family and wonderful people. My family and friends are so amazing and supportive. And then this was the line that really grabbed my heart, Kyla. Most of all, you lift me up every time I fall, God. That is the best gift I could ever receive. Freedom. Kyla, and I sent Kyla a note. I asked Kyla if she would be willing to just let me interview her for a minute or two. What does freedom mean to you today?
What? That's such a broad spectrum for me, but freedom for me is, just everything you've said this morning is just speaking my language my last year and a half, and it's been like my whole life to understand what freedom is, and I understood what freedom is mostly when I accept Jesus into my heart, and God spoke to me one night just as I was in a place that I needed to be in to really get the help I needed, and that was kind of a turning point for me. And after that, I felt this new freedom, and I knew how to access freedom anytime that the lie would come into my head, which is frequently, unfortunately, but I have the tool of freedom, and that's in Jesus, and knowing that God loves me, and yeah. I'm a child of God, and I don't have to carry any burdens anymore. I do, and yeah. When I do, and I feel them pressuring me and bringing me down, like the whole acceptance, guilt, shame, those have been my struggles, since I can remember. And I could go on and on so much about how much freedom has affected my life in so many different ways, but really what it comes down to for me is God. And I know how to access that freedom at any time, and that's definitely the gift, a gift from God for me. Whatever struggles I'm going through or struggles other people are going through that are close in my life, I know where to give that, and I know I don't have to carry that. And I start feeling the heaviness of it, and then I go, oh yeah, I have a solution, and that solution is God. So, yeah. So for me, freedom is my relationship with God and knowing the teachings of the Bible and the people around me, and definitely my family in this church and my family that I live with, the family around me, and my support group, that. And I try to keep people of like-mindedness that want the same goals as I do, and I find that really helps too, people going through the same path and looking for it in the same place. It keeps me on track because I can get off track and believe lies really quickly. So yeah. Freedom for me is definitely in this church and the people around me, but most of all, God.
Yeah. Amen. Well, Kyla, I want to thank you for allowing us to be part of your life. And even last summer, it was such a joy and a privilege to be able to be part of your baptism and to see you take that step of wanting to say basically bye to your past. Mm-hmm. And, baptism is that picture of new life. And that's what God gives to us. That's what the freedom is. It's the new life that we now have in Jesus. Mm-hmm. And ultimate freedom is found in Him. And I love the way He's given you the gifts of the family you're living with, and just the beautiful relationships that God is surrounding you with. And I think it also says how important it is to have people in our lives that help to reinforce the truth, because we are all vulnerable to lies. We can very easily fall back into the lie of, I'm not accepted. Mm-hmm. We can easily fall back into the lie of that my shame, my guilt is, has not been covered.
I think too, a big thing about freedom is because everyone has big burdens, and everyone has different ways of expressing it and dealing with it. And I think that with support and love, which is always there through Jesus. And, you know, I think about how I can just take responsibility for myself, and that's what gives me freedom. It's not about what I expect other people should do or how I can fix people. And that was always my biggest burden, right, is that acceptance, that guilt and shame. And that's still a continual work for me, but it's like, it's consistent. It's consistent that I have freedom every single time I do the things that keep the lies away, and that's, you know, that's definitely God. Yeah, and that's been huge to me. That's what saved my life, you know, hands down, no questions asked. That's what saved my life. God saved my life.
Amen.
So, yeah, super
Amen.
Happy to be here and part of this church.
And, that's good.
Yeah, love you.
Bless you. Thank you for the courage to come and share your a little bit of your story, Kyla. We love you. Amen. And just as we're going to wrap things up here real quick, but if Aaron is still present, I'm going to invite Aaron to come down. We're going to look at one more point, and Aaron, you can come even now as I speak. And it's the third gift, and that is the gift of grace. And I see this here in verse 11, where Peter was very adamant when he said, you know, he says, guys, you know what? It's wrong for us to impose this burden, these extra requirements on people. He said, you know, at the end of the day, he says, we believe. And he basically drew the line in the sand. Here's this Jewish leader of the church saying, we believe that in verse 11, he says, it is through the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ that we are saved, just as they are. In other words, he's saying, those Gentile believers that Paul and Barnabas have been telling us about, they are saved just as we are. And we need to celebrate that. Grace basically simply means undeserved favor. And Peter understood that salvation had nothing to do with what we have done, but it's all about what Jesus has done. And grace is an incredible gift that God has given to us. And we just sang a few minutes ago before I spoke that beautiful song, Scandal of Grace. And if our worship team is here, I'm going to invite them to come back as well, because we're gonna close with that. I love the line in there where it talks about it's all about Jesus. It's all about Him. But Aaron, would you come? Because we've been talking this morning about how that this gift, the gift of God, the gift of acceptance, the gift of freedom, the gift of grace is a gift that's available to everyone this morning. It's a gift that's available to each and every person in this place today. And the reality is that there is no one that is outside this gift. There's no one outside of being able to receive this gift. And just before the service, I received a note from Erin, and it had nothing to do with the garden. But she said, I just sense God had given her a word this morning, and she wrote it out. And just wondered if it might be appropriate to share it. And so right away I thought, because it deals with brokenness. How many are glad that God accepts broken people? Amen? God takes us where we are. God takes us in our pain and in our shame and with our past. He takes us, he's good at it. He takes us exactly where we are at. And there are many examples of that here. There could have been a whole bunch of you, like Kyla, who could have came and shared this morning. And so maybe before you even read what you're going to read, Aaron, tell us, what was God doing? Community garden over now. But the reality is that the community garden, you bump into all kinds of broken people along the way. But what was God saying to you this morning? Just give us a background before you read what you're going to read.
Well, I think God sometimes, again, puts things in my mind over time, over years, and then it just needs to come out. And that's how I felt this morning, just about how there's times where I've gone through pain and and you sometimes don't know what to do with it when you're in pain, whatever kind of pain it is. And, you know, I was kind of talking to God about this pain, this is before, and I almost felt like he was like a huge eagle, like a huge, huge eagle that, and, you know, he sort of lifted up his wing and he's like, come on, you know, in here, right under my wing in this and rest there. And that's what I had felt he had been saying to me. And then just this morning, I was lying in bed and I just felt like I was supposed to get up and go to the computer and type this out and share this just today, which has been going on for some time. So I'm just going to read it. God invites us in our brokenness, weakness, and pain to draw close to him and to take comfort and rest under the shelter of his wings. However, the greatest blessing in this is that it is in this place that we are close enough to hear his heartbeat. And the song that it sings is love. Love for you, but also love for those around you, those that you bump up against every day. He wants you to be able to hear this because this is what will bring healing. This is what will bring reconciliation. Your goal doesn't need to be to do anything, except be willing to humble yourself to come to him. When your heart lives so close to his, then it supernaturally becomes stronger and healthier, and its rhythm starts to beat with his. This is what will bring you true joy, joy that is irrespective of circumstances around you, and joy that is contagious.
Thanks, Aaron. Let's stand together. Thank you for allowing God to wake you up this morning with that word. Our prayer this morning is that if you're hearing God's voice today, if he's saying to you that in your brokenness that you can come to him on this Thanksgiving Sunday, we want to encourage you to accept that invitation. The gift of acceptance, the gift of freedom, the gift of grace. Jesus has taken all of the responsibility on the cross so that we can just freely come to him. Some of you this morning, he wants to lift off that burden, that yoke of trying harder. You know what? It doesn't matter how hard you try to get to God. You're never going to get closer to God by trying harder. He's already come to us, and we need to simply accept him and welcome him. And so you may be here this morning, and you've maybe never even ever received Jesus Christ. Why not today? Why not today receive his gift? Why not today receive the gift of salvation? Receive forgiveness. Receive freedom from your past. It involves turning away from your past so that you can now follow Jesus. Jesus always said, follow me. He said, follow me. And that's what he's inviting you to do this morning. And my heart just goes out to each and every one of you, especially those of you that are weary and burdened. You're struggling. You're trying to carry this load of your sin and past, and Jesus is here to lift it from you. And the scandal of grace, it's a crazy title for a song, but it just seems scandalous that God would take everything from our past, and if we're willing to receive it, receive him, to forgive us and cleanse us and release us from all of that. And so if that's you this morning, I want you to accept that invitation. Jesus said, come to me, all of you who are weary, burdened, and I will give you rest. Basically saying, I'll give you rest from your past. I'll give you rest from your sins. I'll forgive you. I'll set you free. I'll release you from all that. You don't have to carry this burden any longer. The yoke of the Pharisees were trying to put on these people, Jesus is doing it for us today. You know, the Lord is, I think he's just wanting to speak to us in different ways this morning. And I hope that you will just be, some things may relate to you differently than other things, but Doris is not someone who regularly would come up here to say something, but God has put something on her heart to share, and I think it's appropriate that we just hear that. And God's speaking to you this morning about some things, about what we've been talking about. So.
Everybody, this is church. It's not the building. It's the people in it. It's the relationships. It's the love and the strength and the freedom that we have to minister to each other. And what a fitting day, Thanksgiving Day, to give him thanks, to give him praise that we are free, and thank him for the strength for this, our dear sister up there, who had the strength to come out and say how much she loved her Lord and how much that he has done for her and for all of us. I feel such a great love today, and his word of acceptance and not rejection. And I thank you, Pastor Dave, for your words, for your thoughts that are not really from you, they're from the Lord, and he's speaking through you, his love to us. And I thank you for listening to him and being obedient, because we need to hear these things on. It's so important. I just want to say I love the Lord with all my heart, and I love all you guys, and have strength. Focus on him. Always look to the Lord no matter what. Hang in there and hang in there, and he will be faithful. He will be faithful. Thank you.
Amen. Just three simple words to go home with today: acceptance, freedom, grace. Acts 15 is a complicated chapter, and I just thought, God, give me something simple for today. Acceptance, freedom, grace. That's what we get to celebrate and give thanks to, and because it's all about Jesus. Amen. So bless the folks around you before you go, all right?
Thanks again for listening to today's message. We hope that it encouraged you as you live out your faith in everyday life. Make sure to download our church app by typing Comox Pentecostal into Google Play or the App Store to enjoy more podcasts, Bible resources, giving options, and more.